So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Shakir Hussein here. Welcome to another episode. So today's question is on why is having cash important to your business? Well, apart from the obvious reason, of course, we're in business. We want to make sure that we're cash flow positive, that new cash is coming in. But here's the real key important reasons why you must always be focused on new cash flow coming in. As my mentor Mark Ford says to me, every day it's about getting a little richer than the day before. Just every single day. And every single day you want to have new cash coming into your business, into your life. And over time, it adds up. And so here's the real reasons why you want to have cash. Say, for example, this month your business is doing $10,000 or $100,000. There will come a time where something happens in the marketplace, where traffic platforms change, where your product stops working, and you will need to have cash in order to weather the storms. And I recommend, you know, if you have a business and your expenses is, let's just say, $10,000 per month, then you want to have at least 3 to 6 months of operating cash inside of a bank account. So no matter what happens in the marketplace, in the economy, you're protected for 3 to 6 months. Ideally, the longer the better. Aim for 12 months, aim for 24 months, because the bigger the cash basket that you can have, the bigger the cash buffer that you can have, the bigger the peace of mind that you have, so that you're not worried about the bills, you're not worried about being desperate to make money right now. You're not worried about, oh, if I hire this person and, you know, 3 months later I've spent $30,000 on this hire and it hasn't worked out, no problem. You can keep moving on. And what cash does, it gives you a lot of creativity, it gives you a lot of security in your mind so that you can go out and you can be creative. And as an entrepreneur, this is one of the most important things that you need to be able to do. You need to be able to think creatively. You need to be able to think much bigger. Think about how to solve people's problems versus how do you pay your rent. So instead of wasting time and energy on how do I afford to pay my bills, my car payment, my house payments, all of these things. And so cash is king, and it's true. The more cash that you have, the more you are able to take advantage of opportunities. For example, in my own business, twice now, there has been opportunities for me to come and buy in other people's companies. And I bought half of one company one time where overnight I added an extra 200,000 subscribers to my asset base. And another company that I acquired, someone else had spent over $1 million building it up. They had literally tens of thousands of posts and he had over 80,000 members and customers. And literally, boom, overnight I came in and I acquired that. So just by acquiring two of these businesses, my entire subscriber and my client base pretty much doubled from 300,000 to about 600,000 really overnight. And this is the power of having cash. You're able to go out and acquire assets. You're able to go out and acquire other businesses. Therefore, you're able to grow much faster and you're able to build a moat. Okay, you're able to build a moat, a security around your business. Another example is I saw a unique opportunity to purchase about 3 or 4 really high quality 1 and 2 word premium domain names. I saw it because I had the cash, I bought it straight away. Almost immediately, probably about less than 3 months of owning them, I've had huge offers, people wanting to buy these assets. Now, because I don't need the cash, I just held on to them and I plan to hold on to them for the next 5 to 10, even 20 years, because I just know that asset will just go up in value. So this is why cash is important. Another reason is you can afford to make a lot of mistakes. You know, if you spend $20,000-$30,000 on Facebook ads, on CPA traffic, on solo ads, on Google ads, you know, and it doesn't work out, to a certain extent, it's okay. I mean, you've got the data, so you know what works, what doesn't work. But because you have cash, you have power. I've spent a lot of money on campaigns that didn't work, but my threshold is much more higher now. And so the only reason that's possible is because of having cash. Okay, and I'm not saying go out and spend $35,000 with no ROI, but depending on your business model, depending on how you view lifetime value customers, you know, how long you're planning to stay in this industry, you can write certain things out. For me, you know, if I spent $50,000 on ads and it didn't give me the best results, or even if it didn't break even and I lost some money, you know, it's $50,000, which I'm sure another campaign that I'm gonna run is gonna make up for it. So just having cash, what it allows you to experiment with different avenues of marketing, of testing, of experimenting. And as an entrepreneur, this needs to be your focus. After getting cash, how can you experiment? How can you create strategic, innovative campaigns that will put you above everyone else in the marketplace? And I'll see you in the next one. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.